Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here where you're holding in Parshas Korach, Kapitel Tezayin, Pasuk Aleph.
Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi v'dosen v'aviron b'nei Eliyov v'yoin ben Peles b'nei Reuven. Vayikach Korach. Korach took, we're going to see in Rashi what he took, ben Yitzhar, he was the son of Yitzhar, ben Kohos, the son of Kohos, ben Levi, the son of Levi, v'dosen and Aviram, the children of b'nei Eliyov, the sons of Eliyov, the Oin ben Peles b'nei Reuven, and Oin ben Peles the sons of Reuven. So Rashi vayikach Korach parsha zu yofen nidreshes b'medrash Reb Tanchuma. This parsha is nidrash. It's been spoken about a lot and expounded on in the medrash Reb Tanchuma. Vayikach Korach. Korach separated himself. Literally, took himself. He took himself to one side to separate himself from the aid of the assembly of Klal Yisrael by objecting to the kahuna. That's what Unkelus says. This beleg, and he took, means he separated himself. He separated himself from the rest of the Eidah by machzik in machloikis. So the Rabbi Yochum speaks that over here, machzik b'machloikis, that was this ikar inyan. If a person is entitled to say his shittas, like we find by certain inyanim, we find achir rabin lahatis, but it's al pi dinei Torah, you can't stam do it. If it's k'neged deroiv, you're not allowed to. That's why they were mevorach Rabbi Lezer by Tanah Shel Achnoi. But over here he was machzik b'machloikis, he held on to it. That's osur. Chein ma yikochacha libecha, it says yikochecha. In the pasuk, what is it? What does your heart take you? Where's this pasuk in Iyuv? Tesvav Yud Beis. Lekeach Yischol Laflikcha Mishar Bnei Yodim. Why does your heart take you to separate you from other people? Davaracher another pshat veyikach Korach took Moshach Rashi Sanadroyis Shabem Edvarim. He persuaded the Rashi Sanadroyis with words. K'moshenemer it says Kach Es Arin take Arin Kchui Machim Devarim or take with you with words. Pshat is he persuaded them. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Well, Hiske Ben Yaakov, but it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Shabikir Shrachamim al Shmoy, because Yaakov davened over his name, Shalay Zochir Shmoy, that his name shouldn't be mentioned al Machlokusam. Like the Negei der Machlokus, Shenemer it says, Bekoholam al Teicha Kfoidi, in their congregation, do not join my honor. Vehecha Niske Shmoy al Koirach, and where, but is Yaakov's name mentioned, Benegei Koirach? Besiachasam al Aducham. When Korach's descendants are mentioned, b'divrei hayomim in divrei hayomim, shenemer as it says over there, ben of Yosef, he was the son of Yosef, ben Korach the son of Korach, ben Yitzhar the son of Yitzhar, ben Kohos the son of Kohos, ben Levi the son of Levi, ben Yisrael the son of Yisrael. So Rebbi Lapian asks, okay, shkoyach. So Yaakov Davin, that his name shouldn't be mentioned, but doesn't everybody know that Yaakov is the Zaydif in Korach? Well, so his name is not mentioned. What does that say? So. The Indian is Dr. Beli Lapian is that he wanted to say that this mida that Koyach is getting is not coming from me. That started on his own. As kumnish to me, don't be misyaches this mida of machloikas to me. Same reason why it says by Shimon and Levi. It says Shimon Levi achem him kli chamos chareseim that he asked that it shouldn't be shaiches to me. The same word. What do you mean no shaiches to you? But everybody knows Shimon Levi is his son. Teretz says that he wanted to say that this mida of ritzich is not from me. Same thing over here. This mita machloikas is not from me.
Yeah, he ran away to Laban from Esau. Could it be that he also put up a fight? You know what I'm saying? And he ran away.
Right.
Avoid machloikas.
Right. So you see the Indian to avoid machloikas. Yaakov Gufa ran away. Interesting thing I saw at Chassam Sof is Ma'ir. Korach was one of the Alufei Esau. So where does it come you call someone on the name of a Rosha? Esau's Alufim were not the greatest noble people. So all of a sudden Korach gets that name. Could be he Gufa that was Goyrim him. Some say for interesting kasha. So where do you get to call that name? Could be Gufa, that's where he got the rishis. Okay, Vidasan Vaviram, Bishvil Shah Yeshavit Ruven Shari Bachaniyasim Taimana, because the Shavit Ruben would rest on the south when they encamped. Shachain Likahas Levanov, they were neighbors to Kas and his sons. Hachainim Taimana, who also camped to the south. Nishtatvum Korach, so therefore they joined with Korach b'machaluktoi in his machloikis. Oyle Russia, woe is to Russia, v'oyle Shcheinu, woe is to his neighbor. Vushtetas, does state in the Goyim, Yud Beis, Mishnevov, as well in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf, Nunvov Amid Beis. Pshat is Dasan and Aviram had no personal interest in the Koyach's machlekes. They were stam rabble rousers. They were looking to be mcholik, and they had no shaykes to kahuna. It's only because they were wicked. They were neighbors of these rashis and meila. They were influenced to join them. Zazoy shteita sivsi chacham. Umaro Koyach. Now, what did Koyach see lachlek in Moshe that led him to dispute with Moshe? All of a sudden, he starts arguing with Moshe. Niskani al nisiyusa shalitzofen ben elitzofen ben Uziel. He was jealous of the nisiyus of elitzofen ben Uziel. Sheminu Moshe nasi. That Moshe had appointed him as nasi al pnei kos, all over the shevet of kos, the family of kos, the bnei kos. Al pi adibur, by the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Omar Koyach. So Koyach made a cheshbon like this. Achi abar boyu. My father's brothers, including my father, were four. Shenemar, it says of Nei Kohos V'goyim, the sons of Kos, were Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Amram Abachar, Amram was the firstborn, not Lushtei Bon of Gedulah. So his two sons got greatness. Echad Melech, one, Moshe Rabbeinu is the king, Echad Kohen Gadol. The other one, Aaron Kohen, is the Kohen Gadol. Mi Roy Elitin Es Hashniyah, who is the next in position to get a nice shteller? Lo Yani, isn't it me? Shani Ben Yitzhar, because I'm the son of Yitzhar, who's Shani Lamram, who's right after Amram.
Like giving
a kiddush by the Shabbos table. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. And yet Moshe appointed as a Nasi as Ben Echav Achiv Mikulan, the son of his youngest brother of all. Hareini Choylik Alav, I am arguing on him, Mevatel his Dvarov, I'm going to Mevatel his words. Me also, what did Koyach do? Omad Vekonas. He got up and he gathered together Masayim V'chamishim Roshi Sanadroyas, 250 Roshi Sanadroyas. Ruban Mishavit Ruven Shchenev. Most of them were from Shavit Ruven, his brothers. His neighbors, Vehem Alitzur ben Shadeir v'Chaverim. They were Alitzur, the son of Shadeir, and his Chaverim Chayetziboy. Shenemar, it says Nasi Eida Kriya Moyed. It says these were Nasiim of the Eida of the assembly. Those that were summoned for a meeting. Lalonu Aimer, it says Eila Kriya Eida. These are the ones that were summoned from the Eida. Vilbishan Talisais. He put them on these Talisais, these cloaks. Shekulan Tcheles, that were entirely made of Tcheles. They came and stood before Moshe Rabbeinu. Amrle, they said to him, Talis Shekula Tcheles, Talis, which is in Gansen Tcheles, Chayeves Petitzis, is someone chayev to put tzitzis on it? No, he's exempt from that. Amrle, he said to them, Chayeves, Vade is Chayev. His Chilu Lischaikalov, they started to laugh at him. Efter, they said, is it Chayech, Talis Shel Minacher, a Talis of a different cloth, Chut Echot Shel Tcheles Poitre, one thread of Tcheles patters it. Zushakula Tchelis, so this one that's in Gansen, this beggar that's in Gansen of Tchelis, Latifta Satsman, shouldn't it patter up himself? So, what was the machlekes over here? What was this kasha? Talashat Kula Tchelis. I saw the Chassam Sefer brings B'Shemes Rebbe of Nelson Adler that Koyach was saying, listen, Talashat Kula Tchelis, or a bias that's Molei, the Medrash says that's Molei Svarm, doesn't need a mezuzah. Pshat is he saying that we don't need a manik, since which is great Talmid Chacham, we don't need a manik, because we could be our own manhigim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Nay. Nevertheless, a talis shekulat chelis is still chayiv in tzitzis. A bias that's molly svarm still has to have a chiyuv mezuzah. A person always has to have a manik, and that's what he was ikin akuda over here was koyach was that the Yerucham says you're entitled to your own shitas, but don't be chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yanki Minkus told me this. V'cham b'choy aminu la'olam, v'aminu b'Hashem uve Moshe avdoi. That just like you have to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, kivayochel, you have to believe in the Shliach. Who is the Shliach? Vegam b'choy aminu lo'olam, Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're arguing on that, you're arguing on the Messiah. That's already you can't do. And Melo, that was the downfall of Koyach. B'nei Reuven, they were the B'nei Reuven. Dosan, before we see this, what was the Shtus? Why is it called the Shtus? Maro Koyach l'Shtus Zeh. What was the Shtus? So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in Derech Sicha Chelek Beis, Api the Gemara, that says, and he brings from the Tiferes Yonis, and the Gemara says in Chav Zayin Amud Beis and Brachis, that when there were Maver Rebbe Gamliel from his Nesius, so they didn't appoint Rebbe Yeshua instead of him, because he was the one that was Goyim, that Rebbe Gamliel should be removed. And people would say, you know why you argued with him, Rebbe Yeshua? Because he wanted his Shtelet. So the same thing by Koyach. Even if his Tainus were, let's say, were accepted, he says, he nevertheless wouldn't have been the one instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. They would have appointed someone else. So why did he look for the shtus? The shtus was, you're not going to gain anything, Koyach, because they're not going to make you the Rosh Hashiva now. You're not going to be the Manig now. So what are you doing? That's the shtus, Dr. Tiferes Yonason. And that's what the Chazal answers. The Shalzeh Heishiv Rosh Al Shelos Gedoylo Yoytzis Mimenu Shenskaven Loyal Atzma El Al Zarib. Pshat is, he wasn't mechaven for himself because he knew that cheshbon. He was a pikeach. He knew he wasn't going to be the one in charge.
nor was he saw that Shalshel is Gadol, he was Mechavan that his children should take over. That's why Chazal called it a Shtus. Rabbi Cheshbon of Chaim Kanievsky says that Koyrik was 130 years old. He was an old man. He says, what's such an old man looking for at this time? Someone asked that to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. So Rabbi Chaim answered back on the spot. He says, make the Cheshbon, Zimri was also Zakin Muflug. And because it says he was Shol ben Aknanis, Miyurde Mitzrayim. So he asks him, what was Zimri? Machipis Begil Kazeh. What was Zimri looking for at that Maisa with the whole Maisa with Cosby Bas Tzur? So he says the same thing over here. This is El Bazach. If Yerucham says, Avada wasn't a push the Machlekas over here in COVID. The Gantz and Inyan, that they were looking, I want the shtel, you want the shtel. He said, Avada, there was a deep machlekes over here. He has a whole Inyan, I'm not going to go into it now. But he brings one akuda there, he says, we're going to see later in Pasuk Tazayin, Vayichar af Moshe, Moshe got angry, and he asked Ribbono Shel Olam, don't al teifin al minchasim, don't accept their mincha. Who are we dealing with? We're dealing with a rush over here, Koyrach. Hashem's going to accept their mincha. What Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven, don't accept it. Zokter B'Yerucham, it's Yitachin, that if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have daven, it would have been accepted. Because it was a machlekes in mitzvah, it was just Shaloy L'Shem Shemaim, Zokter B'Yerucham. Memeilo Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven, but we see Poshet that it wasn't the machlekes of Koyrach and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't stam like I want the shtel, you took the shtel, and then there was a much deeper machlekes. So Rashi Vayte Bnei Reuven Dosan VaAviram, these were Dosan and Aviram, VaOin Ben Peles and Oin Ben Peles, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Beis VaYakumu Lufnei Moshe, they rose before Moshe VaAnoshim Bnei Yisrael Chamishim Umasayim, with the men of the Bnei Yisrael, there were 250 of them. So Nesiyei Eda, these were the Nesiyim of the Eda. Kiriyei Moed, those that were summoned for meeting. Anshei Shem, these were Choshev people, these were men of renown. They were the Choshev people knew them. Pasuk Gimel, Vayikalu al Moshe ve'al Aroin, they gathered together against Moshe and Aroin. Vayoymer aleihem, and they said to them, Rav lochem, it is much for you. Because the entire Eda, they're all of them are holy to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvesoichem Hashem, and amongst Hashem is among them. Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. So why, if Hashem is amongst us, why do you exalt yourselves over the kahal of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So Drashi, Rav lechem, it's much for you. Har beyos midai lekachtem laatzmechem gedula. You've taken far too much of chashivas for yourselves. Why are you taking all the shtelers? Kulam kadoshim, everybody's kadosh. Kulam sham udvarim b'sina. Everybody heard the words that you heard, sina mi piyagvura. So why are you better than everybody else? Umadua tisnasu im lekachta ata malchus. If you were the one that took malchus, the royalty, loyholach olavar lachicha kuna. You shouldn't have chosen the kahuna for your brother. Loyatem levatchem. Not only the two of you shematim b'sina. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. That I am Hashem your God. Kol eidasham. Everybody heard it. So what's so miyuchad about you? Why are you so choshu? Pasuk Dalin. And here, right over here, was his mistake. He was chaylik on the Messiah. Because begam b'chol yaminu lo'olam, that's v'yaminu b'Hashem v'moyisha avdi, you have to be neman in the shliach of the Rebbeinu Shem, just like it'd be in the Rebbeinu Shem. Pasuk Dalin. V'yishma Moshe. Moshe heard this. V'yipol al panav, and he fell on his face. So Rashi, why? Mifnei ha-machloikis. Because of this machloikis. Shekvar ze biyodam sirchon revi. This was already the fourth sirchon, the fourth avera that Klal Yisrael were committing. Chatu be'egel. They did the chayta egel. By Chal Moshe, and afterwards it says Moshe davened, he pleaded to Ribbono Shel Olam. Then there were choyte by Mesoyninim, that they found the complaints against Ribbono Shel Olam. By Yispal Moshe, Moshe davened. By Miraglim, they were choyte by the Miraglim. By Yoimer Moshe, Hashem v'Shom Mitzrayim. Moshe said to Ribbono Shel Olam, then Mitzrayim is going to hear, and he davened for them. Machlukto Shel Koyrach, Nisrashu Yodav, Moshe Pasha, that no longer the Koyrach to daven, to plead on behalf of Klal Yisrael by the Machlokes of Koyrach. Why? Moshe ben Melech, this can be compared to the son of a king, Shesorach al Vav, if he acted disgracefully towards his father, Mupiyas al Avoyavoy, and his friend calmed down his father on his behalf. Pam, one time, Shtayim, a second time, Shalosh, a third time, Kishesorach Avi is the fourth time the son goes and acts improperly against his father, Nisrashu Lidei Oyavahu, so his friend's hands became weakened. Omer, he says, Ad Moshe Atriach al Melech, how long can I bother the king? Perhaps he's not going to accept what I'm going to say for it. He's not going to accept what I'm going to say anymore. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ken shaynish, chanush kan koyach." Pasuk hey, ve'yedaber el koyrach. He spoke to koyrach vel kol adosoi leimor, and his entire assembly saying, "Boiker in the morning, ve'yoida Hashem es asher loy, and Hashem will make known who is His own, ve'sa kadosh, and who is kadosh, who has the kedusha, who's holy. Hashem will let us know, ve'hikri ve'lov." And he will bring close to him, ve'es asher yivchar boy yakir ve'lov. and who he will choose, he will bring close to him. Dr. Ashi, in the morning Hashem will make it known, Ata eis shikru sulon. Right now, this is a time that we're shikr, we're intoxicated right now. It's improper to appear before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe's intent was to push them off, to delay them. Maybe perhaps the Koyrich and all his colleagues will do tshuva. In the morning Hashem will make a know who's his. Lavoidas Leviyah, to do the avoid for Leviyah. For Leviyim. Vesa Kodesh, and that is what is Kodesh, the Kohuna, for the Kohuna. So wait until the morning. Which is an Indian, Tolin Kas Cholayla, Tolin Kas Cholayla, that you, the Chazal say, you should let your Kas stay overnight. And you calm down, then you can think with a straight head. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to delay them. Calm down, we'll see tomorrow. The Hikri voice of my love, and bring them close to him. The Targum Achilchain, the Targum Unklus says this. It says, Vayikariv Likodemoyu. It says, Vahikri Velov, he teaches, he'll bring him close before him. Yikariv Lishimushe, it means Yakri Velov, he's going to bring him close to his Shimush, the Ribbono Shel Olam Zavoidu. Madrashay, what's the Medrash? Boiker, Moshe used the word in the morning. Amalem Lamoshe, Moshe said to them like this. Gevulais Chilaka Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Elamai. The Ribbono Shel Olam divided his world with boundaries. Yechayla Matem Lafech Boiker La'erev. Is it Shaykh that you could turn morning into evening? Kain Tuchlu Levate Lezu. So too, you'll be able to nullify this Kahuna. Shenemer, it says, Ba'erev Ayivoik. It was in the morning and then it was in the evening. Ba'yavdil and Hashem divided. Kach. In the same way, Aaron was set apart from everybody else to sanctify him. He's the one that was chosen, so there's nothing you could argue with. Pasuk Vav, Zoyisasu, do this. Kechulachem machtois, Koyrach v'chol adosei. Take for yourself machtois, these fire pans, Koyrach and his entire assembly. Dr. Ashi, Zoyisasu, Kechulachem machtois. Do this. Take for yourself these fire pans. Ma ro loymalem kach. What did Moshe see to say this to them? Amalam, he said to them, Badarki Agoyim, among the Goyim, by the nations, Yesh Nimusim Harbi, there's many, many different Nimusim. The Koyimim Harbi, and many, many different Koyimim, priests or clergymen. Ve'en and Kulam Eskapsim Bebai Yisecha, they don't all gather into one place of Avoido. Onu Ein Lonu El Hashem Echad, we have only one Ribbono Shel Olam. Orin Echad, one Orin. V'toyr Achas, one Toyr. U'mizbeach Echad, and one Mizbeach. V'koyin Godel Echad, and one Koyin Godel. V'atem Masayim V'chamishim Ish, you're 250 people, Mevakshin Kunag Doyle, all of you want to be the Kohen Gadol. Afani writes, you know, I also want to be included, make it 251. Hey Lachem, Tashmish Chaviv Mikol, I'm going to bring you the biggest, the most dearest avoid of all of them, He Akteiris, that's the Akteiris. HaChaviv Mikol HaKarbonis, which is more dear than all the other Karbonis. V'sam HaMovis Nosim B'Sechem, there's also this deadly Sam, this deadly drug that's put into it. Shabay Nisrifu Nodav Aviyu, that's what Nodav Aviyu got scared from. They got burnt from. Leficha Chisram, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. Vaya Isha Sheyifcha Hashem, then there's a man who Hashem will choose. Who a Kaddish? He's the Kaddish. What does that mean? Kfar hu b'kedushasa? He's already in a state of Kedusha. Chi einanu yoidim? Don't we know Shemisha Yifcha, whoever Hashem is going to choose? Who a Kaddish? He's the Holy One. Elo Amr Lam HaKaddish. Moshe said to them, Hareini Yom Lechem, see that I'm going to tell you right now, Shaloi Tischaivu, that you should not be Chayiv on Oynish, Misha Yifcha Boy. That he who Hashem will choose, Yetzichai, he's the one that's going to come out alive. V'kulchem oivim, everybody else is going to die. So now it's do or die. You have a choice. You want to take the challenge or not? Machtois, these fire pans, kelim shechoytim ben kolim. These are kelim which they rake off the coals. V'yeshlem beisyad, and they have a handle. Pasuk Zayin, usnuvahen eish, and put fire in them. V'simu aleim ketoyres. And put Kintayris upon them, Lifnei Hashem, Mocher, tomorrow before the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hoya Ish, and then the man, V'hoya Ish, Asher Yifchar Hashem, that Hashem will choose, Hu HaKadosh, He is the Holy One, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. There's much to you, the B'nei Levi. Zok Rashi, Vos Meintos. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, Dover Godol Imarti Lohechem. I told you a major thing, a serious Indian. They were not fools, weren't they fools? Shekach Hisaren, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu give them a asro? The kiblu aleim likorev, and still they undertook to be makta the k'tayris. What's the pshat? Why Moshe Rabbeinu gave them asro? They're going to die like Nadav and Aviyu. What's pshat? They do it. Elohim chotu al nafshoisam. Pshat is they were responsible for their own deaths. Shenemar it says es machto isachatoyim eilu benafshoisam. The fire pans of these oivri averi, these sinners that were against their own nefesh. The koyach shepikeach hoyer, but koyach who is smart, my role l'shtos zeh. What led him to this gefer l'chashtos, this foolishness? Eino hitatoi. His eye is what led him to make this error. Rosh al shelas gadoyli yotzim, and he saw this great change of descendants that's going to come from him. Shmuel, first he saw that Navi Shmuel is going to come. Sheshakol connected Moshe Aaron, who's just as important as Moshe and Aaron. Omar, so he said, b'shviloy ani nimlat, because of him I'm going to escape. Ve'esvim v'arba mishmorois oim dois levnei bonov, and then he saw there's going to be 24 mishmorois that are going to come out from his descendants. Kula misnavim b'ruach ha'kodesh, all of them are going to have ruach ha'kodesh. And Emmer, it says, kol eile bonim laheimon, these were all sons of Haman. Where's this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Chaf Hei Vav. Haman was a descendant of Korach, like it says there in Divrei Hayomim Aleph. No, it was Yeah, no, but here he refers to Korach. There was a descendant of Korach. It was a descendant of Korach. Oh, so he says, "Kol Eile Bonim LaHaman." Omar Korach says, "Efshar is the Chayach Kol Agdul Azay. Is all this greatness? I see the Lamed Mimeni is going to come out from me, Vani." Edom, and I'm going to still remain silent. No, I got to do something, which was his toys. The Ribbono Shel Olam showed it to you, but don't do anything. Ribbono Shel Olam will do it. Lekach nishtatef. Lavoi lo'isech hazoko. So therefore, he got together all these partners with him to get to that hazoko, to that status of kahuna. Sheshavim be Moshe, because he had heard from Moshe Rabbeinu Shekula Moivdin that all of those that are going to be maktek toys are going to die. Ve'echad nimlad, and one's going to escape this destruction. Ashiyifcha Hashem hu hakodesh, like the pasuk says, the one who Hashem is going to choose, he's the holy one. So Korach made a mistake, and he assumed that the holy one, this kodesh which Moshe was referred to, was referring to himself. But he didn't see well. Why? Because it says bnei Korach the tshuva. Moshe hayiroy, but Moshe did see correctly that Korach would perish. As I stated in the Medrash Tanchuma. Rav Lochem, Dover Godel Nitalta Batzvachem. You've taken a serious matter upon yourselves. Lach Lechel Kodesh Baruch, you're not a Chaylik on me, you're a Chaylik on Ribbono Shel Olam. This is that Dover Cotton over here. Pasuk Ches, Vayoymer Moshe El Korach, Moshe said to Korach, Shimuna B'nei Levi, listen now, B'nei Levi, the sons of Levi, Zok Rashi. Vayoymer Moshe El Korach, Shimuna B'nei Levi, Hischil Ladabri Imoy, Moshe began to speak with Korach, Dvorim Rakim, in a gentle manner. Kivan Sherol Kshei Oyrif, so Moshe sees that he's being very, very stubborn. Omri, he said to himself, Achalo Yishtat Fushar Shevi, before the rest of the Shevi, they're going to join Korach, V'yoiv Du'ima, and they're going to destroy it with him. Adabra Gamas Kulam, I'm going to speak to everybody else also. Hischil Azariz Bem, he started to be Mazariz them. He said, Shimon Obnei Levi, listen now, the Gansa Shevi, the Gansa Bnei Levi, before you join him. Pasuk Tes, Hama'at Mikem, is it not enough for you? Ki Hivdil Alekei Yisroel, Eschem Yadas Yisroel. Isn't it enough for you that Ribbono Shel Olam has separated you from the ganze aid of Klal Yisrael to draw you near to himself? Lavoides avoides a Mishkan Hashem, to be oived, to do this, the avoid of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Mishkan, v'lamoid lefnei aida l'sharsam, and to stand before the aida to be misharis for them, to minister for them, isn't that enough for you? So to ask you, lamoid lefnei aida loshir al aduchan, to do the shira on the duchan, which was a meridik a chachma they had to do that they were mishayirim, isn't that enough for you? Pasuk yud vayakri voischa, and he drew you near v'yaskol achecha b'nei Levi itoch, with all your brothers, the offspring of Levi, together with you, uvigashtem gam kahuna, and still you seek the kahuna also. It's not enough for you. Without Rashi, Vayakri Vaischa, and you draw near Lois Sheiris to that Avoido Sherchik Mimenu that Ribbono Shel Olam put at a distance, Shar Das Yisrael, the rest of the Kal Das Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're the one chosen ones. And this, that's that you seek the kahuna as well. Pasuk Yud Aleph Lachain Atov V'chol Adoscha Nayodim Al Hashem. Therefore, you and your entire assembly who are joining together against the Ribbono Shel Olam, Va'aroin Mahu Kisalinu Alov. And as for Aroin, what is it he that you cause to be moich against him, you're protesting against him? So Rashi Lochain B'shvil Kach, because of this, because it's Ribbono Shel Olam who chose you to do the avoida of the Levim and not that of the Kehadim. Ata v'chol adoscha neyodim, you and your entire Eda who are joining together itcha with you, Al Hashem, are against Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all Al Hashem. Al Hashem v'al Mashiach, against Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki b'shlichusa yasisi, I didn't do it on my own. Ribbono Shel Olam was memani yashliach Lasais kahuna la'aron, to give the kahuna to Aaron a kohen. V'lo ilanu ha'machloikas hazeh, and this machloikas is not against us. You're arguing against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayishlach Moshe l'korei l'dosan v'la'aviram b'nei Aliyov. So Moshe sent to call Dosan and Aviram, the sons of Aliyov. But what did they say? Vayomru lo inale. No, we're not going up. So Rashi v'ishlach Moshe v'goyimer. Moshe sent forth mikan. From here we see shein machzikim b'machloikis, that we don't keep up in machloikis. Shoyim Moshe machaz achrei. Moshe went after them, lashlimam, to restore shalom and bring shalom and bring back harmony with them. But divrei shalom, with these words of shalom, words of peace. You know how to be machzik b'machloikis. You have to go out fakir to be roid of shalom, to get to make peace. Loi nale, we should not go up. Piyam mechshilam. Their mouths is what led them to stumble by saying Shein lem el yirida, that they're saying all we have is yirida. We're going down. We're not going up. I'm sure soon they really went down. They were swallowed into the ground. Pasuk Yud Gimel. That brings us up to Sheini.
Their mouths.
Their mouths is what caused them to stumble. Piyam mechshilam, because they said, were saying we're not going to have. All we're having is a yirida. They said, "Loi nala, we're not going up." Oy, shenein mol, you're not going up. You're going to have only a yirida. You're only going down. That's what we're going
to
see soon.
I mean, they meant just we're not coming to Moshe, but
yeah.
The being that they got swallowed.
Right, they got them swallowed. Fakir, they get in a yirida. Because they state the Medrash Tanchuma. Because the Betzim should have said, "We're not coming." The Gur Aryeh says, "What do you mean we're not going to go up?" Teretz says, "You're not going up. You're going down." Ein lechem el yirida. Moedik. Pasuk Yud Gimel. That brings us up to Sheini. Hamaat. Is it not enough? Ki helisanu. Isn't it enough that you have brought us up from a land that flows with milk and honey to cause us to die in the midbar? Yet you seek to dominate us, even to dominate us further. You want to rule over us even further. So this is the chutzpah that they say to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's nishkenuk that you took us up from the midbar to make us die in the midbar. That you want us to die also over here. So we're going to see. We'll see Vayitim Mitzvah tomorrow. But I just wanted to, in conclusion, I just want to say a small piece from Ibiruchim. What was this Indian over here? Vayikach Koyrach. So the Ramban, he brings down from the Ramban. Kosav Ramban. The Ramban writes Shekinas Koyrach ben Esiyusa shalitzafon ben Elziel Omnan hoysa mikvar behi yoysam oid ben Midbar Sinai. That the skin of Koyrach, or the Nesiyah of Elitzafon ben Elziel, didn't start now. The Ramban says it already had it in the midbar. Elisha Soval, he was Soivalit Koyrach, Veloy Cholak al Moshe, Oz, Be'etzis Arurusa. At that time, he wasn't Cholak al Moshe. Why? Mifnesha Be'yos Yisrael, Be'midbar Sinai, Lo Yirlem Shomro. Because when Klai Yisrael went in the midbar, no bad happened. Nobody attacked them. Higambet Vara Egel, Shoyachet Godel, Meforsim, Hoya Mesim Uotim. Even the Chet Egel, it was a minimum amount of people that died. Vinitzoilu Bit Filosi Shal Moshe, Vakert, they got saved by Moshe Rabbeinu Davening. They love Moshe Rabbeinu and like themselves and they listen to him. If someone would have been moired against Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, so the people would stone him. Therefore, Koyrach was soivel the gedul of an Aaron Avinu, our Aaron Akoyin. But when they came to Midbar Parim and they had the whole age of Tavero. Kashachatu b'meraglim, and by when the chet meraglim lo yispal Moshe aleim, the Ramban says Moshe Rabbeinu did not daven for them, but lo yibot lagzer mehem, and he wasn't mevatel the gzera. Oz hoyse nefesh kol amoros, and everybody was bitter. Va'oz motza koyrach mokim lachlik al Moshe. Then Koyrach found place to be chaylik on the mice of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ze tam tlunosan heina b'mokim azeh. So why does this whole Indian of the Tluna of the Bnei Koyrach, the complaining, come right after the Chetim Raglim? Because that was the Siba why they were Choylik on him. Because they see Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven, and like he davened by Chet Egel Memela, so it was really there lying dormant before them, even in the Midbar, but it only came to out in the open right now. Zotra B'Yeruchom Nifla Inyan L'Soyra. This is a Meirdeke Inyan, he says, a Pella. V'chi Moshe hu agoyim lem lipol pigreim b'midbar ki snu oisei al ze. Was it Moshe that was the goyim that their carcasses should fall dead in the Midbar, that they should hate him for that? Haloi hey Masher Chotu Mimraglim. They were the ones Gufa that were Chotu Mimraglim. O Moshe loy ola loy levatel kol agzeiro aval harei omna mispalel aleim. So Moshe Rabbeinu b'seid, it wasn't matzliach to mevatel agans agzeiro, but he did daven for them. And not only that, he got the oinish of an extra 40 years. What can you compare this to? A sick person, a doctor comes to him, and he writes a prescription. And he gives him a certain refuah. That he has to take this medicine 3 times a day. And this Reifi Taka was an expert. But the chayla says, listen, I'm not listening to the suggestions of the doctor. And he didn't take exactly what like the doctor told him to do. And at the end, this person dies. And at the time that he dies, he says, you know who's guilty and caused me to die? The doctor. He's never going to say that. Because he didn't. He says, you know, you didn't give me a tried and tested remedy. And at that time, he puts the blame on someone else, not on himself. That is the evil that a person has within him. So we see the Moedike Indian over here that first of all, one Indian is you see that something that lie dormant, even though Koyrach didn't start right now, the complaints, but it started already in the Midbar, but he's given Saivil because the Toiv of Klal Yisrael, people did not so many people died in Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, but here he had the first opportunity to be Chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was Chaylik. And Zikr Nekuda of Machlaikis, Rabbi Yerucham says, was that he was Machzik be Machlaikis. So he brings before in one in the shtickel, Vayikach Koyrach, he says, Rashi nechlak mishare eidel hachzik b'machloikis. He was nechlak from the rest of the eid to separate himself to be machzik b'machloikis. Zot Rabbi Rucham hidgish Rashi ba'taina al koyrach asher hichzik b'machloikis. Rashi points out that the main taina on koyrach was that he was machzik b'machloikis. He held on to the machloikis. Ve'inyan amru ba'ovis in perik hey yud zayin kol machloikis shi l'shem shemayim soif l'skayim. B'she'ein l'shem shemayim ain't soif l'skayim. Any machloikis which is l'shem shemayim soif l'avakiyim. But if it's ain l'shem shemayim, b'soif it won't have a kiyum. Ezi machloikas shi l'shem shemayim. What's a machloikas that's l'shem shemayim? Zok the Mishnah zu machloikas hil v'shamay. That's the machloikas hil and shamay. She'ein l'shem shemayim. What's the machloikas that's ain l'shem shemayim? Zu machloikas koirich v'chol adosi. That's machloikas koirich in his ganze assembly. Frekt Rabbi Yerucham v'amayim l'choyre ein amuvin. The answer mayim is not understandable. Eze shaykhis yeshna l'machloikas koirich l'machloikas hil v'shamay. Vos v'shaykhis has machloikas koirich to machloikas hil v'shamay. V'chi zebel vad hoye b'koirich shalei hoye se l'shem shemayim. The whole thing about koirich was that his machloikas wasn't l'shem shemayim. If I cared, there were much bigger problems. Zot Rav Yerucham hine zembel amandeinu b'bir machloikas koirich v'adosei. This teaches us in explaining the machloikas of koirich v'adosei shalei hoye se machloikas k'pshuta. Be'inyan nesius v'kovud u'kafia murgal atzleinu. That the machlekes wasn't like the way we understand it. That he was after kovud and he wanted a shtel of nesius and kovud. El adarab tchilas ritzoinim u'maseim hoisiv mitzvah rabba v'gadoyle. Fakir the schola of their rotzen and their meisim was a grace of mitzvah. Leipachas mi machlekes hil v'shamay. Not any less than machlekes hil v'shamay. Shoyis machlekes b'mitzvah satoyro. Vilchaseh, they were goofy arguing with the mitzvahs of the Torah and the halachis. V'chein b'koyrach, zok de biruchim, nafshim choshkel yeser se'eis, u'mayla b'koydish, their nefesh had a tshuka to go up in koydish, for yeser se'eis and mayla b'koydish. Bikshu kuhuna l'mankiya mitzvahseh, why were they mevakish the kuhuna? Because they wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs. V'liyas korav l'ashem fakeret, all they wanted was kirvah to Ribbono shel Olam. That's how they started. V'zeh vaday midas ha-tzadikim v'chasidim b'oyrach hayeyem. That's how tzaddikim do. The whole meshach of their lives, they try to go up on higher and dargas and go from madrega to madrega. The loy mechta without stopping. And if it wasn't for the shaloy lishma that fell into the machloikis, so if it wasn't for the shaloy lishma that fell into the machloikis, there wouldn't have been any chilik between machloikis of koyrach and hadosoi to shamay and hillel. We find that between Shammai and Hillel there was a great machlekes. The Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Kemat v'hayu doikrim ish es ochiv b'cherev, that the kemat they stabbed each other with swords. Kol kachu choizik v'toikrif ha-tshuka l'ruchnis. That's how great the tshuka was for ruchnis. V'omnom kain. If it wasn't for the shaloi lishma that got involved in the machlekes koyrach v'adosei, hayuvadu meshubachim v'ahuvim l'makim v'adzu machlekes v'keret. Because of his machlekes, there would have been ov and meshubach by Ribbono shel Olam. Al goydim chukosam l'salis for the chuk and the great desire to go up. From them, Zokter Rabbi Yerucham, we learn a moedike chidush l'maisa. Ki ein machlokes mitzvah doim l'shar mitzvahs. That a machlokes from mitzvah is not doim to other mitzvahs. Ki b'machlokes, when it's a machlokes, af kezois, she will tachlis avoyz dvorm toivim, that the tachlis is to bring a gutta zachin, Like it says in Psachim Nun Amid Beis, you don't say that. Dafka, someone that has kavanah l'shem shemayim, dafka who rishai lamed machloikas shel mitzvah. Someone dafka that has kavanah l'shem shemayim, he has a heter to be oimed machloikas shel mitzvah. Zeo adiktik b'Rashi. That's the pshat in Rashi. Could call a tain al koyich v'adosoy. That the ganze tain on koyich and adosoy ain al etzem bakashosim. Wasn't on the etzem bakashos of Yeruchim, because that was taka. That was good. That was a good tzach. That a chukah for ruchnius. Came al inyan achzakosim b'machloikas. The whole nakuda was that they were machzik b'machloikas. Al shenechluku mishare edo. That they separated themselves from the ganze the rest of the edo. Even it's in the game of mitzvah, but sefer they get gehenim. So that was the taina against them. With that, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll finish today's shir.